Miami Vice didn't go out in a blaze of glory on Sunday, but it sure went out with a blaze of gunfire. The plot had Crockett and Tubbs trying to bring to Miami a foreign general from some Latin American country on the brink of revolution. And almost everywhere they turned, the gunfire was almost as loud as the rock music on the soundtrack. Because this was the series finale, these scenes were a little more suspenseful than usual. There was actually the chance this time that something terrible might happen to the central figures in this series. But don't worry. Crockett, Tubbs, and Crockett's skillion-dollar automobile all survived without a scratch. Instead, Crockett and Tubbs got tired of working for crooked police chiefs and seeing drug dealers and murderers slip through their nets, so they threw down their badges and quit. Lieutenant Castillo, their boss, tried to talk them out of resigning. But the way Edward James Olmos plays Castillo, persuasive speaking isn't exactly the guy's strong suit.
You don't have to do this. Been a long time coming anyway. I'll back you.
Thanks, Lieutenant. But there's no other way.
Think about this.
They thought about it, and they quit, and the series ended with one of the dullest finales ever contrived. Crockett and Tubbs shook hands, said goodbye, and Crockett offered Tubbs a ride to the airport. Then there was a video montage of scenes from the show's 5-year run, and that was it. You might think of it as poetic justice, so to speak, that Crockett and Tubbs walk away because they're tired of the same old thing. Viewers of Miami Vice started getting tired about 2 years ago. Of the same old plots, the same new music, and the same snazzy photography. Miami Vice, like Moonlighting, stood out from other TV shows and became a hit because it looked and sounded so different. But after a while, all of its different episodes began to look and sound pretty much the same. The Miami Vice finale allowed series stars Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas to say goodbye to each other, but otherwise it was far from a satisfactory ending. Michael Talbot, as Switek, was given one meaty scene, but the show's other regular cast members, especially the ones playing the female cops, were virtually ignored. There wasn't even a scene in which Crockett and Tubbs said goodbye to their friends and colleagues on the Miami Vice squad. Instead, Crockett embraced his steering wheel and rode off into the Miami sunset. The way to remember Miami Vice fondly is to forget about its finale and think back to the opening episode, the one where Crockett drove down the street in a different car as the Phil Collins song In the Air Tonight played on the soundtrack. That was when Miami Vice was fresh and proved that TV could tell stories using rock music as a key ingredient. The last episode, though, didn't use its music well, didn't use Miami much at all, and, like Crockett and Tubbs' 5-year battle against drug dealers and arms merchants, didn't make much of a dent.